Phil Chancellor of Keokuk has more free time on his hands now that he has retired after a career in the field of high-tech telecommunications. When he recently had 7 hours to spare, he did not spend it with family and friends or working around his house. Instead, he sat down in a comfortable chair inside a meeting room at the Millennium Center in Keokuk and took notes during several speeches, presentations, and PowerPoint displays.
I'm concerned about the sustainability of the city itself because it's, in my opinion, it's been declining. I want to know some of the ideas that would help to maybe bring some of it back.
Chancellor was one of about 75 people who attended a summit held by Iowa State University Extension. He was one of the few who showed up as a private citizen. Most of the others represented government, business, and civic organizations from throughout Lee County. Chancellor hopes the summit spurs more people, more than just those in the room, to take action.
I'm hoping that there's some people that get together to decide how we want to move forward and maybe hire consultants to see if they can find funding and grants to do it.
While Chancellor is talking specifically about Keokuk, the summit focused on the entire county. Abby Gaffey, who is a program specialist with ISU Extension, says the goal of the gathering was to get people thinking about what the county will be like in 20 years.
When you bring it down to the level of your own community, your own neighborhood, your own business, your own job, the nonprofits, your church, your school, when you bring it down to a level that's understandable, even the most complicated data can be made sense of.
Gaffey says ISU Extension is using a federal grant to study 40 specific population centers across Iowa. These are areas, be it a city, a county, or a region, with populations between 5,000 and 50,000. ISU Extension is looking at more than 100 financial, social, and environmental indicators for those population centers. The indicators include population growth, personal income, healthcare access, student performance, and air emissions. Gaffey says after reviewing the results, the agency decided a few locations needed more direct assistance. Lee County was one of them.
We chose you guys because we thought you needed us. So we took a look at your numbers and went, we think we can make progress here.
One objective of the summit was to reveal Lee County's rankings amongst its peers. Some perceived strengths include average wages and salaries, recreational opportunities, hospital access, and conservation. The weaknesses include population trends, personal income, teen birth rates, poverty, workforce constraints, and contaminated sites. Associate scientist David Swenson helped prepare the report on Lee County. He says it's important for a community to understand its strengths and weaknesses and how they compare to neighboring or similar communities. Swenson says capitalizing on that knowledge requires community buy-in, but that is becoming more difficult as fewer and fewer young adults choose to remain.
You have a brain drain regionally. We have a brain drain in almost all of rural Iowa. So that's just flat out the pattern and the trend.
It was a really hard decision, one of the harder decisions I've had to make in my personal life.
That's Justin Tuck describing his decision to leave Keokuk for Cedar Rapids in 2010.
Because Keokuk has always been home, always will call Keokuk home, but it was a very difficult decision.
Tuck is the type of person Swenson was talking about when he mentioned the brain drain. Tuck is 31 years old. He's married with two young children. Unlike others, he decided to return to his hometown of Keokuk after college. While there, he served on the city council as well as other local organizations and helped develop a network of young professionals. But eventually, Tuck had to leave for professional reasons.
In my profession, in the retail world in Hy-Vee, it was very limited to be able to move up through the ranks at my store in Keokuk based on the fact that the upper management positions there were basically stable positions that were already held by people that had no intention of moving up.
Tuck says that led him to Cedar Rapids, where he can train and advance. He says if the opportunity presents itself in the future, he would return home.
Absolutely, in a heartbeat. We didn't leave because we were unhappy with what Keokuk had to offer. It was strictly a professional decision.
That becomes the goal for government, community, and business leaders in Keokuk, Fort Madison, and throughout Lee County. Create an environment where potential leaders can and will remain. Abby Gaffey says ISU Extension will be there to help Lee County process the information the agency provided and get started on how to utilize it. But it will take more than one agency or a select few people. It will require regular citizens such as Phil Chancellor who are willing to help.
You have to be interested and you have to realize when the opportunity comes to maybe possibly do something.
Will you get involved now if someone came to you and said, you know what, you were here, you heard this, Will you help us out? Would you get involved?
Oh, yeah.
Lee County has a high unemployment rate. The problem has plagued the county for years, and it will not change overnight. But as more people decide to get involved and work together, the county could one day change its image and become known as the poster child for growth and prosperity. I'm Jason Parrott.